Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached.
Time magazine announced the list of the most influential people on the internet. And surprisingly, Lil Nas X, who does the song Old Town Road with Billy Ray Cyrus, is on the list. Also, Korean boy band BTS, Ariana Grande, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, Cardi B, all on the list too. I mean, Lil Nas X has had a pretty massive year. He's had one of the biggest songs, really, for sure, in the last 10 years. Arguably, the last 20 years of Old Town Road, for a song that's not even 2 minutes long and was created for the app TikTok. And now he's on this list of one of the most influential people on the internet.
But is he one of the most influential? Like, I don't understand why what they mean by influential.
I think part of it is that he has started this trend of you can make a song, put it on TikTok, and it'll get a ton of views, and it'll get like your...
So more people are trying to do this now?
Right, right. Oh. Because he's kind of set that bar of like, well, if I can make a song, he made it in his house or whatever.
But that's no different than what we've been experiencing for the last 10 or 12 years. Like, TikTok's just a new platform. So is that every time a new platform comes out and somebody has success in that platform, like, that's going to be an influential person? Because that doesn't seem like it's a real thing. That's like saying, you know, every time I make a new car, I have reinvented the car.
I think it's based on the platform and the reach.
Like, Justin Bieber has a way bigger reach, and he started on YouTube.
Lil Nas X has surpassed
any Justin Bieber song that ever has existed.
Individual song, sure.
Like, if you take all of Justin Bieber songs and put them together, this one song has passed all of
You're
them.
You're kidding
yeah,
me.
I'm telling you. Like, this is why it's mind-blowing. It's like when you count the streams, because the streaming platform is so new that, like, it has billions of streams now on the internet. And if you and Justin Bieber, because those songs have come out way before that streaming era.
Okay.
And when you count YouTube views, and actually, I just read this article. Lil Nas X video was created featuring Old Town Road with Lil Nas X about the Area 51 raid that they made on Lil Nas X going in to save the aliens at Area 51. And that already has millions of views, too.
What's happening?
Okay, you know what? Here's what Lil Nas X is. Lil Nas X is the musical version of the store Spencer's.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a novelty. You don't need it. You can't explain it really, but it's still there.
And when you walk past it in the store, you're like,
I got a few minutes.
I can check it out.
I would probably agree with you if the whole mall was Spencer's. It sounds like Lil Nas X's dumb song has taken over the world. That's what it sounds like.
Why do we think that is?
Don't know. I don't know a single person who likes it.
Kids like it. Kids love it.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because
it says the word boobies?
I don't think my kids know that it says that. What
do we know the song is about, by the way? Like, what's the significant meaning behind it? You know, like, and that's
songs don't have meaning anymore.
Then that's the thing is, like, you know, when you have a great songwriter, like, the songs have great meaning. You know, I don't listen to country music very much. Every once in a while, you hear a cool country music song. You're like, oh, okay, I kind of like that. The meaning of that or the thought process behind it, but. I don't know. So, I mean,
I can't tell you the last time I had that thought.
If we were to rank, I mean, they didn't put any of these people in any sort of order of the 25 most influential people on the internet. But for 2019, could we rank Lil Nas X as number one?
I don't think he's not. Is he number one?
I mean, these aren't in order. Oh, but what I'm saying, if we had
he's
to put
asking.
Them in order.
No.
Okay, well then
he's not influencing any. I don't know what he is influencing.
Well, I think that he could very well be influencing people, that, but you wouldn't know because you don't even have TikTok.
What's he influencing, though? Right. I don't know. It's not like he has taken his platform and then used it for good or bad. Like you can be good or bad on Time's most influential list. So like I don't know what he's necessarily doing. There are other people on there that have that are on this list.
Though, I don't know what Ariana Grande is doing on a list of like internet influencers.
I mean, I know of a bunch of tween girls that view her as a cultural icon.
Well, I mean, but
they mimic her style. They mimic her, the way she conducts herself and
okay,
stuff like that.
Okay, but is that internet? I'm talking about like, because this is a list of internet.
No, not necessarily.
Oh,
not
I thought
all
that's what Rain said.
No, it's just very internet heavy this year. But it's not all internet people. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex, they're not internet stars.
So this is the 25. I thought this was internet specific.
No.
No.
Oh, well, then that makes it make less sense to me then.
Now,
thank you.
Now, we were talking about influential, right? So there's a new group, there's a new song that is coming very quickly behind the same pattern that Lil Nas X is. It is Y2K and BB Inos. It's called La La La. And this is, they're saying,
it sounds like you're having a stroke.
They're saying this could be the next Lil Nas X song. And the same thing, like these come from TikTok, which you only have 2 minutes to put any sort of content on TikTok. Once you hit 2 minutes, it cuts it off. So these people are making songs, and they're super catchy, just like Lil Nas X, and then all of a sudden they blow up, and they have these huge consumptions of Spotify and streaming. And it's just interesting that's where they're coming from on him being influential, because he's the first that has done this.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense to
me. Well,
then
that makes sense to me. I mean, also on this list is the guy that created that Instagram egg. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I want him on there.
Why?
Because it's hilarious.
He did influence us to look at an egg.
Yeah.
That's true.
That is the beginning of a cult.
It doesn't matter if something's stupid or not. Did it influence you to do something?
And it sure did.
And there we have it.
God, we should have thought of the egg.
We should have thought of the egg.
Why didn't we think of that? Isn't that Kevin's job?
That is Kevin's
job. Nice job, Kevin. We'll never make the list now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.